Now we're going to change direction a little bit here and look at another very important question. Does God forgive abortion? For those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, we have the complete forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14 tells us the Lord hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Some sins are particularly terrible, and abortion is a great and terrible sin. It is the murder of an unborn child. However, in Christ, there is forgiveness for all sin. Was this abortion performed before you accepted Christ as your Savior? If so, let's read 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The very moment that someone puts their faith in the Lord Jesus, their life starts over in the eyes of God. They become brand new. All the old things done in the past are completely gone. We read in Micah 7:18-19, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." No matter what sins we commit before we accept the Lord, we find complete forgiveness of sins and a new life in Christ. Was this abortion performed after you accepted Christ as your Savior? If so, that is a terrible tragedy indeed. For one who is truly saved, to take the life of an unborn child is such a terrible thing. However, there is still forgiveness from a loving God. Where there is true repentance and confession of our sins, the Lord forgives and restores the remorseful believer. Writing to believers on the Lord Jesus, the Apostle John says in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Honest confession is the result of true repentance. When there is honest confession, we learn that the Lord is faithful. God's promise of mercy to the repentant person, to which he is faithful, are in accord with his justice. We read in Proverbs 28:13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." The word forsake is so important. The Lord is quick to forgive, but he wants us to forsake the path of sin that we sometimes find ourselves on. Romans 6:1-2 ask, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Have you sinned? Confess it and forsake it. Even the sin of abortion can be forgiven when you honestly confess this to the Lord. Having been forgiven and cleansed, abandon that sin. Now, if you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you are still in your sins. There is no forgiveness apart from that found through faith in the Lord Jesus. If you have never bowed your knee to the Lord, I encourage you to do that today. Without Christ, you will stand before the Lord and be judged for every sin you have ever committed, big or small. No sin will escape the eyes of God. Reading of the Great White Throne Judgment, we read in Revelation 20:12-13, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works." So, we see it's an all-or-nothing situation. If you have Christ as your Savior, the Lord will forgive you for every sin you have ever committed. If you refuse Christ as your Savior, you will be judged for every single sin you ever commit. I trust that you will realize the forgiveness that is found in Christ Jesus. Your question sounds like you might already be feeling the guilt of having an abortion. If so, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find full forgiveness of all your sins.